Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
You're on 101.9 Hi FM. This is the Lifelinks show with the DL Link. I'm Kathy Kayla. I'm standing in for the one and only Nikki Severini. And we've been talking about the way that the DL Link supports people who are fighting terminal diseases. But we're also speaking about how you and I can get involved to be part of that in supporting others. In 2019, I know I ran the Jerusalem Marathon. It was life-changing for me.
In a yellow tutu.
Okay, let's leave those details on, Michelle. We said we weren't going to discuss the yellow tutus, but all the same, it was really life-changing. It was life-affirming, and I think that that is a gift that you have given to so many of us that we can never really repay you. But we are going to, because there are many people listening who are still wanting to participate in Ride Josie. So they're going to get in touch with you, dllink.co.za, the website, make contact and go and ride as part of the 150-man strong team, right, for the cycle. What's it called? Cycle Sunday, whatever it's called. The Ride Josie. Ride Johannesburg. Okay, Ride Joburg. What does it take if I want to participate as part of the DL Link for the Ride Joburg?
Kath, at the moment, honestly, it's closed for riders. But of course, with the DL Link, we always squeeze the last. And we've had probably three or four riders join in the last two or three days. Yeah. At this point, many riders are being sponsored in the name of the people that they're running for. And as you said earlier, it's not only a rider. You can participate by sponsoring them, and that if that's what you can do, it's like I called someone earlier on, and he says, I can't be on the show, but I'll give you a donation. I said, I would also probably rather do a donation than be on the show, but that it's a participation. And if I could just say, even with Anton, who was our earlier guest, not only has he ridden with us and he's riding again and with his family, he's also a volunteer to the DL Link. Every time I call Anton, and he'll know exactly what it's for, Michelle, when do you want me to play? And it's usually within an hour or two. When do you want me to play? He's always on board. He did an amazing Kanika event, Kat, which he did for us. We just had a disco for our warriors, and the warriors just danced the night away together with all of us.
Amazing.
And it's important that this is also how you can give back to the DL Link. And if I could just say with Andreas arrived at the DL Link launch last night. We had a launch for Jerusalem Marathon. And it was Wednesday. And the launch for the Liberty, the DL Link Liberty, is next week for the Ride Joburg at 5:30 on Wednesday.
Ah.
So we all thought Andreas had got the date incorrect and he came a week early. And we looked at each other, and the next day we said, Andreas, are you running? And he said, actually, I am running the Jerusalem Marathon with you. And we are so, so thrilled because we have launched the Jerusalem Marathon. We're so excited.
What does that mean? Does that mean that I can sign up again to come and run the Jerusalem Marathon?
I'm not sure.
Okay, I say that with a wink and a twinkle in my eye because I've already done that.
With things changing the way they have, their website is opening, or the link is opening. It's a little bit, you know, they've changed the date. It's the 4th of April.
Yes.
We have to just watch the space, but we have to start training. We have to make arrangements. People are excited. Yeshiva College are bringing a group of teachers. Many individuals have signed up. And, of course, people have to start training now.
It's a big thing. It's a big thing, the training.
Right.
And that's the life-changing bit.
Exactly. And I know that you trained with Samson a bit and walked with him.
I did. And can I tell you something? I used to wake up in a cold sweat in the middle of the night thinking tomorrow morning I have to tackle African Street. And that African Street is not a joke. But there was not one hill. You know, Jerusalem Marathon's very hilly. That's why we trained in Oaklands. You know, up and down the hills. And African Street, oh my gosh. But there was not one hill that I couldn't tackle. It was amazing. There were a group of us. It was wonderful. So if I can get my act together, maybe we can do 21 kilometers.
Good, Kath, go for it. Go for it. We'll find we have warriors who will be given strength by your running.
Never mind, I want sponsors,
you,
darn it.
And you will get sponsors. can we give you a job, Kath?
No, I want people to sponsor me. I want people to sponsor me and say, for every kilometer, I'm going to donate 1,800 rand.
You go, girl.
For the DL Link. All right. If you're interested in sponsoring me, you let me know on 061-895-1019. Look, Michelle, we've got 2 minutes. So how do you get hold of Michelle?
The riders are also looking for sponsorship for the Ride Joburg. So if you have any friends who are riding, if you know the warriors for whom we're riding, if you just want to participate and you're not a rider yourself, whatever you participate stands everybody in good stead. Your rider, the warriors, and of course, we've heard of a bit of the work that DL Link does.
All right, and that is how we get almost to 12 o'clock. I've got to wrap up. Michelle, thank you so much for doing what you do. Thank you very, very much for, on behalf of many, many people who you have stood by and who you help, I say thank you because I'm the voice today. Nikki will be back next week. Thank you so much to our guest, Andreas Eftimu. And thank you so much to the Kramers, to Daddy Anton, to Asha, and to Yedidia. I wish you all good health. I wish you vitality and inspiration, and I wish you life. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Thank you so much to producer, to Lee Wolf. God bless and stay well. Bye-bye.